USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is glad no one died after a tornado hit part of North Texas.
When you look at the magnitude of the tornado that swept through Jack County and know that there are no fatalities, it is a miracle.
The Republican governor saying 80 homes were damaged or destroyed and two schools were hit by the twister, which struck a small town about 90 miles north of the Dallas-Fort Worth metroplex. NATO is inviting Ukraine's president to speak at this week's summit. President Biden will take part in the emergency meeting in Brussels, Belgium. News of the invitation comes as President Zelensky says he's ready to discuss a deal to end the Russian invasion of his country. New York City Mayor Eric Adams says the city's private sector vaccine mandate will remain in place. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
President Joe Biden's Supreme Court nominee, Ketanji Brown Jackson, appears before the Senate Judiciary Committee for day two of her confirmation hearing. Jackson saying she recognizes the constitutional constraints placed on a judge.
The law and the facts of the case determine the outcome of cases.
Republicans have accused Judge Jackson of having a left-leaning bias in her judicial philosophy. She had bipartisan support in her previous appearances before the Senate Judiciary Committee, including last year when she was appointed to the Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit. If confirmed, Jackson would become the first black woman to serve on the Supreme Court. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki has tested positive for COVID-19 and is experiencing mild symptoms. She is vaccinated and boosted. This is the second time in 5 months she has tested positive. She will no longer travel with President Biden to Europe. USA Radio News.
Pump up the volume on your published book. Audiobooks generate new readers who love the storytelling format. We all have active multitasking lives now. With audiobooks, we can enjoy your book anywhere, anytime. Earn more profits. Tell your story to a new audience. Call Audiobook Network for a free guide. We produce your audiobook with professional voice actors and engineers, and then sell your audiobook on Amazon, Audible, and Apple iTunes.
Call Audiobook Network at 800-495-1223. Call today, 800-495-1223.
As Russia continues to shell Ukraine, more sanctions are coming from the United States.
It's been a month since the U.S. issued its first sanctions against Russia in hopes of weakening the Kremlin. In an upcoming interview for CBS's 60 Minutes, Deputy National Security Advisor Dalip Singh, who crafted the sanctions, discussed what more can be done.
We can broaden our sanctions. So take the sanctions we've already applied, apply them to more targets, apply them to more sectors.
Singh mentioned more banks as sanctioned targets, among examples, without giving more specifics. He added that the Biden administration will still pursue diplomacy in addition to imposing costs, adding that dictators have to pay for their aggression. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Washington, D.C.'s Attorney General is suing Grubhub. Carl Racine saying the food delivery service allegedly misled residents in the district during the height of the pandemic. The attorney general also saying that Grubhub was advertising free delivery services that were not free, as well as offering discount delivery services that were not discounted, along with failing to disclose prices to customers. Grubhub is denying the allegations. Former President Donald Trump is in for a big payday from Stormy Daniels. The adult film star is liable for nearly $300,000 in attorney's fees after a federal appeals court refused to reverse a decision made by a lower court. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.